This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Today I have two stories to share. One you know and the other you probably don't. But first, I need us to pause, exhale for a second, and revisit the fact that the President of the United States directly inspired the deadliest hate crime in our nation since 1921. Don't move on. I need you to linger there, because today I'm going to unpack and explain why I think Donald Trump should be held criminally liable for what happened there in El Paso. Then, in the midst of all that's going on, something really beautiful happened last night in Jackson, Mississippi, and I can't wait to share the good news, then tell you how we can duplicate this good news all over the country. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
In 2019, it is so hard to just stay focused. And I sincerely think, as basic as this sounds, I think our inability to stay focused is one of our biggest struggles of this present age. And let me tell you what I mean. One of the questions that I get asked everywhere I go when I travel and speak is this: Sean, is the world truly worse right now? Is police brutality actually worse now than it was generations ago? Are hate crimes worse? Are mass shootings worse? Or does social media just give us more information that's coming at us from every angle and we just think it's worse? And I've been getting that question for years now, and I thought through the answer, and I have the same answer every time. It's both. Police brutality and mass incarceration are actually the worst they've ever been. Hate crimes are the highest they've ever been measured. Last year, we had the most school shootings ever measured. Last year was the deadliest year for gun violence ever measured. We're not imagining that. That's math. Those are just hardcore facts and stats. It feels so hard. This world, this age, this time that we're living in feels so hard, because we are actually truly living in a problematic, dangerous, hateful era. But social media absolutely allows us to be hyper-informed of every problem, every moment, every murder, every incident, every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So things are actually literally worse than they've ever been in our lifetime, and social media makes us all keenly aware of just how bad things are. So you're not imagining it. Things are significantly worse than they've been based on many different metrics. You're not imagining it, but social media also just keeps us informed on a level that we've never actually had before. But we're also experiencing something particularly new for any of us that have really been alive. If, unless you are maybe older than 100 years old, I think we're experiencing something new and something more disturbing than I ever could have imagined. Donald Trump, a man without a single day of government experience, a man whose businesses have gone bankrupt 6 different times, a man who was forced to pay a $25 million fraud settlement to students of a fake university that he created just days before he was elected. A man who literally called for 5 innocent boys that we know as the Central Park 5, who called for them to be executed. A man who was cited by the federal government all the way back in 1971 for race-based housing discrimination. A man with 15 different women accusing him of sexual assault and sexual harassment, a man with repeated failed marriages, a man whose political claim to fame was literally saying that President Barack Obama was actually illegitimate because he wasn't even born in this country, a man who literally started his campaign for president by calling Mexicans rapists and criminals, a man who 3 months later said he wanted to ban all Muslims from entering the United States. That man is the president of the United States. A man that is widely beloved and celebrated by current and former grand wizards of the KKK. A man beloved by neo-Nazis and white supremacists, not just in the United States, but all around the world, is the president of the United States. A man that called Africa a place full of shithole countries. A man that just last month said he wanted 4 congresswomen of color to go back to the countries they came from. A man who basked in the glory of a 13-second chant just 2 weeks ago when thousands of his supporters were saying, send her back to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who he had been attacking all throughout his speech. That man and all of his hate and all of his words directly inspired the slaughter of 22 people in El Paso, Texas this weekend. And we learned this week that the Trump campaign literally flooded Facebook with 2,200 different ads. That's 2,200 different ads saying that Mexicans and other immigrants were invading, quotation marks around, invading the United States. All 2,200 ads literally used the word invasion, saying that an invasion was underway. And guess what? That's the very thing that the white supremacist terrorist in Texas said inspired him to drive 700 miles across the state to stop. He literally said he was there to stop the invasion. On Monday, you may remember the man that was being called the MAGA bomber, Cesar Sayoc. On this past Monday, he was sentenced to 20 years in prison for mailing bombs to Democrats all over the country. And his attorneys earnestly, seriously, we're not joking, literally said that he did what he did because he took Trump's words literally when he called people his enemies and the enemies of this nation. Donald Trump is getting people killed. And when I say it's hard for us to stay focused, what I mean is that it's hard to keep up with all of the trauma and all of the pain and all of the lies and all of the bigotry and all of the murders, because just as you begin thinking and feeling and pushing against one, something else happens. And I'm a feeler, and I take all of this pain personally, and many of you do too. And yes, it is too much. And the net effect of all of this is that it can be hard to stay focused on one issue. It can be hard to stay focused enough on one issue, focused enough on that issue to be able to sustain your organizing until you see change. And I mean real change. Because while you are organizing on one catastrophic issue, another disaster strikes, and another, then another, and another. But I need you, and I want you to focus in with me today. Because in just a moment, I have several bits of really good news to share with you. But I need you to understand something, all right? When we say that we need to fight like our lives depend on it, it's because they actually do. Our lives, our livelihood, our very humanity literally depends on us focusing, hunkering down, and organizing like we've never organized before. And I'm telling you, we can all fight to defeat Trump and kick him out of the Oval Office, and we should. But I need us to focus on a place where we can not only hold him accountable, but I need us to focus on a place where we need control for us to get anything of substance done on the federal level. On this coming Monday, and I'm so proud that so many of you, tens of thousands of you, are already a part of this. On this coming Monday, we are launching HowWeFlipTheSenate.com. HowWeFlipTheSenate.com. It's going to be the biggest, most ambitious project that I've ever worked on in my life, and I hope that it will be the biggest, most organized, most ambitious project that you have ever worked on in your life. Because our goal is to target every available Senate seat that can be flipped and work like our lives depend on it to do so. If you haven't signed up yet, go ahead and do so now. Go to HowWeFlipTheSenate.com today. Please donate if you can. Nearly 5,000 people have already chipped in because we are going to organize deeply and we need you on board. So here's the good news. Last night in Jackson, Mississippi, deep in the heart of the South, a brilliant, gifted, compassionate leader, a young man named Jody Owens, was just elected to be their brand new district attorney. And Jody is going to change the system there from the inside out right there in Hinds County, which is where Jackson is. In the entire history of the state of Mississippi, they have never had a man like Jody Owens as district attorney. And so many of the leaders who help us run real justice are going to be on board to help us flip the Senate. And so far, and I want you to understand this, we have won at Real Justice. We've won 9 different groundbreaking campaigns for district attorney all over the country. We won deep in Mississippi last night. We won in St. Louis. We've won all over Virginia, in California, in Boston, in Philadelphia. We have won deep in Texas. We've done this before. We know our team knows how to organize and we know how to win. Now we just need you on board. We launch on Monday. You can sign up now at HowWeFlipTheSenate.com and let's get to work. Come on, y'all. Break it down. Hey, I have one more bit of good news. We have been fighting for months to get over 10,000 five-star reviews. And thanks to so many of you, we just passed our big goal of 10,000 five-star reviews. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you who've left reviews. Now we need to set a new goal. I need to think about it. But we're grateful. And your reviews are amazing. And I tell you, if I'm ever discouraged, I just click over to read those reviews. And I am so grateful that you left just such thoughtful responses. And, you know, if you haven't already subscribed to our podcast, please, please, please subscribe. Because we'll be right back here every single weekday breaking down important news stories and issues. And we'd love for you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Please share this podcast with your friends and family. Of course, thank you to the nearly 30,000 founding members of the North Star whose generosity even makes this podcast possible. We love and appreciate each of you so very much. Now, if you love this podcast and you want to support our work, we need you. Or you want to see the show notes and transcripts for each episode, we'd love it if you'd consider becoming a founding member of our community at thenorthstar.com. There we not only have our podcast, but hundreds of original articles and stories and commentaries from some of the leading scholars and thinkers and journalists in the world. Lastly, a shout out to our associate producer, Lissandra, and our podcasting director and senior producer, Willis, for their hard work on this and every episode. Take care, everybody. Break it down.